Can everybody hear me? Wonderful.
我想你们都听得见我。
It's really wonderful to be back here after 3 years.
能够三年后回到这里实在太好了。
Many faces that are familiar to me.
我看见很多面孔是我熟悉的。
Uncles and aunties who knew me when I was a little girl.
就是我们的 uncle auntie, 就是我小时候已经认识的 uncle auntie。
But even the faces that are unfamiliar,
甚至有一些面孔是我不熟悉的。
I feel joyful to see you today.
我很高兴见到你们。
I feel thankful to God to see you today.
我对神很感恩，为着你们。
Because we have a common life.
因为我们有一个共同的生命。
And we have a common purpose.
我们有一个共同的目的。
And so when we are together, there is a common joy.
所以当我们在一起的时候也这个共同的喜乐。
Today we want to share with you some of the things that God has been doing in Uruguay for the last 3 years.
今天我要向你们分享这三年来神在乌拉圭怎样带领我们。
It's important to tell you these things.
我觉得告诉你们很重要。
Because this is your work and your fruit as well.
因为这也是你的工作，你的果子。
Anybody who prays for us, prays for Uruguay, is part of this work.
因为每一个为我们祷告，每一个为乌拉圭祷告的弟兄姐妹，都是在这个工作里面。
And I know that there are many of you here who do pray for this.
我知道你们当中有很多弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。
When we first arrived in Montevideo 3 years ago,
三年前当我们刚来到乌拉圭这个首都的时候
，It was like a whirlwind.
就好像风把我们带到那里去。
There's a photo that will come up on the screen.
等一下网上面有一张照片。
This was our first day.
这就是我们来到乌拉圭的第一天。
We had so many questions.
我们心中有很多的问题。
Where are we going to live?
我们要住在什么地方
？How are we going to get residency?
我们要怎样子拿到这里的居民证？
How will our children go to school?
我们的孩子要去什么学校
？How will we learn Spanish?
我们怎样学西班牙语
？And then when the pandemic arrived,
然后疫情来到的时候
，How are we going to stay alive?
我们怎样子能够存活呢
？But then when these questions quieted down,
当这些问题慢慢的减少的时候
，The big questions came.
更大的一个问题来到了。
What are we doing here?
我们在这里要做什么？
It's easy to say, I'm here to share the gospel.
我很容易的可以说我是来这里传福音的。
Or I am here to train Christian university students to love the Lord more.
或者我来这里想训练一些大学生，让他们能够更爱主。
But how do we do that?
但是我们该怎么做呢？
How do we begin?
我们该怎样开始呢？
What do I do if someone comes to my house?
如果有人来到我家，我该怎样子接待他们？
How can I use every relationship to understand people and understand their culture?
我怎样子跟别人建立友情，能够更好的认识他们的文化，更好的认识他们？
Who do I ask the questions to?
我要怎样？我向人问，怎样找到这些答案？
What are we doing here?
我们在这里做什么？
Thankfully, God gave us the answer we needed.
我们感谢神给了我们该有的答案。
Through the writings of the Apostle Paul.
借助保罗的书信。
I think it's coming up. Yeah. Great.
在上面有。
Christ we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me.
上面已经打出来了，我不用再重复。
Everything we do with people ultimately has this purpose.
我们跟人做的工作都有这一个目的。
To present people mature in Christ.
就是能够把人完完全全的带到神面前。
Our job in ministry is to do all that we can.
我们的工作就是尽我们的所能。
To mature people in Christ.
让人能够在基督里面得到长进。
So if not knowing Jesus is here,
如果 不认识耶稣是在从这里这一段开始。
And being fully mature in Jesus is here.
能够在基督里往前长进是在这里。
Every conversation that we have.
我们每一个人每天的跟人的谈话。
Every interaction that we have.
我们跟人的交往。
We are trying to move people in this direction.
就是要慢慢的把人从这一端弄到另一端。
A step closer to being like Jesus.
就能够让他们越来越像耶稣。
Paul tells us that we do this by proclaiming Jesus.
保罗告诉我们说，我们要怎么做呢？就是要传讲耶稣。
With wisdom,
用各种智慧。
And we do this with His energy, not ours.
然后就是用他给我们的力量，不是靠着我们自己的力量。
The energy that He powerfully works within us.
这个力量是他在我们里面做的。
And we're going to show you how that looked in the last 3 years.
所以我们要给你们啊，让你们知道一下过去三年来他是怎样子的帮助我们。
We'd like to introduce you to 3 people that God has put into our lives.
我们想向你们介绍三个人是神放在我们生命里面的。
And each person represents a different part of that journey from not knowing Jesus to being like Jesus.
对，这三个人是代表从不认识耶稣到认识耶稣啊的这一段路。
So on the screen, this is a photo of a family.
这是一个家庭的一个照片。
A family of Uruguayans.
这个是乌拉圭人的一个家庭，小家庭。
I met them through Facebook.
我是在网书上啊，面书上认识他们的。
Because it turns out they lived in Australia for a few years.
因为他们其实曾经在澳洲住过几年。
And they missed Australian culture.
所以他们很想念澳洲的文化。
So Vero, the lady.
所以 Vero 这位这位太太。
She wanted to meet me and meet my family so that we can talk about Australian culture together.
她想认识我，认识我的家庭，让他们可以有机会跟我们谈谈澳洲的经历。
Vero and her family do not know Jesus.
Vero 和她的家庭不认识耶稣。
And she doesn't know many Christians.
他们也不认识很多基督徒。
But over the last 3 years, we've spent lots of time together.
过去三年来，我们一直有很多时间和他们来往。
We've shared food together.
我们和他们分享食物。
Birthdays together.
甚至庆祝生日啊、生日快生日。
Christmas.
啊，还有圣诞节跟他们在一起。
And over lots of good food.
我们在吃很多好吃的东西之内。
We have chatted. We've talked.
我们就有机会谈话。
And they've asked us, "Why are you in Uruguay?"
他们就问我们为什么你要来乌拉圭呢？
And we've been able to share.
我们就有机会向他们分享。
Because it's important that everyone knows Jesus.
因为我们觉得很重要是每一个人都能够认识耶稣。
We keep praying for them.
我们一直为他们祷告。
That God would change their hearts to know Jesus.
让神能够改变他们的心，让他们也来认识耶稣。
The second photo that we have.
第二张照片。
Is of Alfonso.
是一个叫 Alfonso 的一个先生。
He's a recent engineering graduate.
他是最近在刚刚在大学啊工程系毕业的一个学生。
He's a very new Christian.
他是一个很新的一个基督徒。
And I met him in a Bible study for Easy English.
啊，我们是用英文来查考圣经，他是其中的一位。
For people who want to practice their English.
就是很多人他们想更多的学习英语，他们就来参加这个读经小组。
The group failed.
但是这个小组失败了。
But I was able to meet with him one to one.
但是我就后来有机会跟他一对一的一起来读圣经。
Because he was the only one left.
因为他就是剩下的最后一个学生。
And we talked in Spanish instead of English.
我们就用西班牙语来交谈。
And I was able to read the Bible and pray with him.
我能够用西班牙语跟他读圣经和为他和他祷告。
And so I taught him how to share the gospel.
我告诉他该怎样子分享啊啊分享福音
，which is what he's doing up here.
他现在就开始跟啊能够懂得用西班牙语向别人传福音。
Not so much that he is able to share the gospel with other people.
虽然还没有到一个能够自由自己的来向别人传福音
，but that he understands the gospel for himself.
但是他完完全全明白福音对他的意思。
And so now we are praying.
所以现在我们为他们祷告。
That he finds a church to join himself to.
真盼望他能够找到一间教会他是可以加入的。
The next photo is of three women.
下一张照片是讲看到三个女士。
The lady on that side is Marina.
在右边的那一位是 Marina.
Marina. She is a young Christian who is at university studying biology.
她是在大学里面读生物系的。
And she really wants to live her life for Jesus.
她很想为耶稣活出她的生命。
So Pedro asked her if she wanted to learn how to write a Bible study and to lead a Bible study in her campus.
所以 Pedro 就告诉她，问她要不要想尝试写一个读经的资料，让她可以在大学里面带领其他的学生一起来读。
She said yes.
她说好的。
Not only yes, but she is loving learning about God and how to teach other people about God.
不单单她愿意这么做，她的确很喜爱。更多的学习关乎神的事，也更喜欢把这个福音传给别人。
She started a basic theological course with Pedro.
他就跟Pedro 一起来学习基本的神学认识。
To understand the Bible better.
让他能够更好的明白圣经的内容。
Pedro teaches these classes in our home.
Pedro 就在我们的家里来教导这些学生。
So I have become friends with Marina.
我也和 Marina 成了一个很好的朋友。
She often will come to the class very early and leave very late so she can spend time with my family.
她常常很早的就来，然后很迟的才回去，让她有更多的时间和我的家庭有生活。
And we're praying that God would raise her up to be a strong and godly Christian leader in the Uruguayan church.
对，我们很盼望神能够兴起她，能够成为在她的工作里面很有用的一个肢体。
Now, proclaiming Christ requires wisdom.
要传讲基督需要智慧。
And so here are two big issues that we've found in Uruguay.
我们面对做这样的工作有两个很大的问题。
That require wisdom in our work.
就需要有更多的智慧来做这样的工作。
Firstly, there's an issue to do with Christians.
第一件事就是关于基督徒所面对的问题。
A lot of Christians think that faith must be private.
很多基督徒以为我们的信仰是个人的。
That being a good citizen means not talking about Jesus in public.
如果要在乌拉圭做一个好公民的话，就不要太自由地向别人传福音。
So how can we continue to proclaim Christ on campus?
所以我们如果是这样子，我们怎么样能够在大学里面传讲基督呢？
If there are other important Christians saying we shouldn't.
如果有很多其他很重要的一些基督徒说我们不可以这么做。
How can we encourage the students?
我们怎样子鼓励学生们
to be open about their faith in the university?
让他们在大学的时候能够公开的承认他们是基督徒，也传讲福音。
When they feel pressure from other Christians not to talk about it.
因为他们觉得有很多其他的基督徒给他们很大的压力，说你不可以自由的传讲。
We found the best way is not to talk.
我们发现好像最容易的方法就是不要说。
Not to tell people what to do.
不要告诉人该怎么做。
But to model.
但是我们觉得我们应该活出来，活出那个事迹来。
So the photo that's going to come up.
下面有一张照片。
And this is in the Faculty of Sciences.
这就是在大学的科学系里面的课室。
And you can see we have Bibles.
我们看见我们打开了圣经。
We're meeting inside the library.
我们在图书馆里面见面。
Studying Genesis.
我们读创世纪。
And praying.
我们在那里也公开的祷告。
And by modeling this,
我们觉得如果我们能够亲身的示范一下
The students are encouraged to be open about their faith on campus.
他们那些学生也觉得我们可以这么做，就大胆的也做。
The other challenge that we have faced
我们面对的另一个考验也是
is how to build friendships.
就是怎样子和别人建立友情。
Friendships with non-Christians.
就是和非基督徒建立友情。
Because the people in Uruguay are very polite.
因为在乌拉圭的人他们是很客气的。
But they're also very private.
不过他们也很保留自己的个人的的范围的秘密。
That's right. And so it can take months of saying hello, how are you, very basic conversation.
我们可能要用很多个月的时间说啊，好，你好，我好。大家好，就是这么简单。
For months and months before there's something more.
就是说要好几个月时间这么做，然后才有更深一点的认识他们。
And to build trust takes lots of time.
所以要建立友情，建立信任的话，要更长的时间。
But God has brought many people into our lives.
但神把很多人带到我们的生活范围里面。
And in many creative ways.
在用很多很巧的机会。
He's brought Russians who are fleeing the war.
他把一些苏联人，就是他们逃离战场的那些苏联人到我们生命中。
The people who are homeless and living on the street.
有一些人在住在街上，因为他们没有家可归，他也让我们认识他们。
The women who are working as cleaners in our building.
在我们的建筑物上做清洁工作的女士们
，as well as the mums and the dads at Mark's school，
甚至我的大儿子 Mark 的学校里面的那些爸爸妈妈。
So the next photo is of Mark and his friends。
下一张照片是 Mark 和他的朋友们。
Through Mark, we have met many people who don't know Jesus。
借助 Mark 呢，我们认识很多他们那些孩子的父母亲，他们都不认识耶稣。
Not only that, these people don't know any Christians。
不单这样，他们也不认识其他的基督徒。
So if they have questions about God, they don't know who to ask.
所以如果他们有一些想知道关于神的问题，他们没有人可以去问。
And they've never experienced the sweetness of knowing God.
他们从来没有经历到认识神那个甜美的滋味。
But it's taken 3 years, and now we have some friendships.
所以经过三年后。我们现在已经建立了一些很好的友情交情。
The next photo is of Pedro playing football, playing soccer with the other dads at school.
下一张照片是 Pedro 跟一些在学校里面认识那些家长，就是他那些做爸爸的一个足球队。
So we're even playing sports so that people can know Jesus.
所以我们可以借助玩运动，也可以让这些人来认识耶稣。
This work of moving people to closer maturity in Christ.
所以把人从不认识耶稣带到认识，完完全全认识耶稣这一段路呢
？Step by step.
是一步走一步。
It's not accomplished in 3 years.
不是三年里面可以做完的。
Like Joyce said, the first 2 years was just getting started.
所以我们知道，第二年我们只是刚刚开始。
And that's why we have to go back.
所以我们需要再回去。
We would like to be there for at least another 10 years.
我们想再回去至少多十年。
And so we need your support to do that.
所以我们需要你们的支持。
Because this work of presenting people mature in Christ is hard work.
能够把人丰丰富富的住在耶稣里面，这是个很困难的一个工作。
It's hard work and it's long-term work.
是一个很难的工作，也是一个很长期的一个工作。
So we see from the Apostle Paul.
所以我们看见保罗，他是这样子说。
He works, well, he toils, he struggles.
他一直都在挣扎，每天早晚的挣扎。
With all the energy that God gives him.
就神给他的力量，他就靠着这个力量来挣扎，为做那些信徒们。
In our first 3 years in Uruguay.
所以这在乌拉圭的头三年。
God indeed worked in us.
神的确借助我们去工作。
And through your support.
借助你们的支持。
And we can't express enough how grateful we are for you.
所以我们的确要告诉你们，我们非常感激你们为我们所做的。
We have been blown away the last 3 years.
这三年呢，我们觉得太好了，你们的支持太好了。
The love and generosity of Christian Assembly.
你们的慷慨，你们的爱心，你们的祷告，的确在基督徒聚会处里面的这些弟兄姐妹，对我们帮助太大了。
And so we ask him, please don't stop.
所以我想告诉你们，不要停止这个工作。
There are three things we always need you to pray.
有三件事我需要你们一直为我们祷告。
The first is for boldness.
第一就是给我们勇气。
For us and for the Uruguayan Christians.
给我们勇气，也给在乌拉圭的基督徒们的勇气。
So that we can live openly and speak openly about Jesus.
让我们能够自由的，也能够勇敢的传讲耶稣。
The second thing is energy.
第二件事就是给我们力量。
Please pray that God would powerfully work His energy in us.
让神能够借着他的力量能够刚强我们。
So that even when we feel tired, we can keep on going.
甚至我们觉得累的时候，我们还可以继续的做。
And the third thing is for growth.
第三件事就是给我们长进。
Please pray that we would grow and that Uruguayan Christians would grow.
为我们祷告，让我们能够在基督里长进，也让乌拉圭的基督徒们也能够长进。
So that many more Uruguayan Christians will walk the path to maturity to be like Jesus.
所以让更多的乌拉圭人能够向耶稣那方向走去，能够更好的、更完全的在基督里。
Every month we send out prayer letters.
我们每个月都有把一些祷告的祷告的信发出去。
And we send them by email and we send them by WeChat.
我们借助 WeChat, 我们也借助电邮发出去。
And this is a way that you can know what is happening in Uruguay.
这能够借助这些信件呢，你就可以知道我们在乌拉圭的情况。
And what our prayer needs are.
或者我们需要祷告的事情是什么。
If you're not receiving these,
你如果还没有收到这一些书信
please talk to Yvonne.
请你跟厨房姐妹联系。
And we prepare a Chinese translation just for this congregation.
我们也为做这一个聚会处呢，准备了中文版。
If you would like to give financially to the work of the gospel in Uruguay,
如果你想为做在乌拉圭的福音工作在财务上有帮助我们的话
you can place your offering into an envelope that says Pedro and Joy.
你可以放在一张信封里面，说给 Pedro 和 Joy。
And the church will gather these up every quarter.
每一季呢，教会会把这些款项存起来。
And then send them to us.
然后寄给我们。
We have these cards that should have been on your seats when you arrived.
我们有这些卡片，就是关于我们的资料。
Please put our photo on your fridge.
把我们的照片放在你的冰箱上。
To remind you daily to pray for us.
能够提醒你们每天为我们祷告。
I spoke to a sister this morning from this church.
我今天早上跟一位姐妹，从这个教会出来的一个姐妹。
She said, Joy, we can't do much.
说 Joy, 我们不能够为你做很多东西。
We can only pray.
我们只能够为你们祷告。
And I said, that is already very much.
我告诉她，这是太好了。
So please keep praying for us.
所以继续为我们祷告。
So that Uruguay would know Jesus.
让乌拉圭人能够更多的认识耶稣。
And one day when we are all in heaven,
当我们有一天在天上的时候，
we would hear from them how your labor in the Lord.
我们会听见他们会感激你在主里面为他们付出的。
Meant that they were ready when Jesus came back.
所以当耶稣回来的那天，我们都准备好。
Thank you.
谢谢。
I would like to share something short from the Bible.
我想再从圣经里面教从一段很短的话语。
Last time I spoke at this church, I tried to speak Chinese.
上一次我来这个教会的时候，我想用中文讲几句话。
It was terrible.
但是我讲得很糟糕。
So I'm not going to do that again.
所以我不会再尝试这么做。
But I will pray.
我要祷，但是我要和大家一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for your word.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
That you clearly speak to us.
让你能够借助话语清楚地和我们说话。
That you teach and train us in righteousness.
让你一直地在训练我们 能够成为圣洁。
That you correct and rebuke us.
让你常常提醒我们，也责备我们。
To do the works that you have prepared for us to do.
让我们能够继续做你为我们存留的工作。
Please do that for us now.
求你今天就在我们里面做这样的工作。
As we read your word together.
当我们一起来读你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today we're going to be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
今天我们要来看提摩太啊，那帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 1 to 5.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第一节到第五节。
But before that,
但是在这之前呢
one thing that Joy and I do as missionaries in Uruguay,
我和 Joy 在乌拉圭做传教士的经历里面
is send out prayer points.
就常常把我们要需要祷告的那些话题发出去。
I know that there are many people here who pray for us.
我知道在这里有很多人为我们祷告。
Particularly after reading these prayer points that we send.
特别你们读了我们的发出的祷告的话题。
And we are so thankful for that.
我们实在很感谢你们为我们祷告。
Now I wonder,
但是我想
Paul in his missionary journeys,
在保罗自己做传教士的这一个经历里面
What would he do if he had to send his prayer points to a church?
如果他也要把他要为他祷告的那些话题能够发出去的话
Well today we're going to see just that.
今天早上我们就看他发出的那些话题是什么。
When Paul sent his prayer points to the church in Thessalonica.
当保罗说要需要代祷的事情告诉帖撒罗尼迦的教会。
We will see how they inform our prayers.
我们看见他们怎样子看这一些祷告的项目。
And how they inform our Christian life as a whole.
让这些祷告的项目也告诉我们更清楚地告诉我们我们的基督徒的生活是怎样。
One thing that is very obvious from the letters to the Thessalonians,
特别是写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的书信里面
is that this church is a real encouragement to Paul.
这一个教会是一个让保罗很受勉励的一个教会。
This church is an exemplary church.
这个教会是一个模范型的一个教会。
This church is a model for other churches.
这个教会是可以说成为其他教会应该学习可以学习的一个教会。
So back in 1 Thessalonians.
所以我们回到帖撒罗尼迦前书
chapter 1 verse 6 to 7.
第一章第六节到第七节。
He says this.
他说
And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia.
并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐领受真道就效法我们也效法了主甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
And then in chapter 4 verse 1,
第四章第一节
He says, Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more.
弟兄们我还有话说我们靠着主耶稣求你们劝你们你们既然受了我们的教训就知道该怎么行可以讨神的喜悦就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励
So the message from Paul is you're doing great
所以保罗 的书信告诉他们说你们干得好
But don't stop, keep going
但是不要停你们要继续的走
their godliness and their perseveranceis particularly exemplary.
他们在神面前的敬虔他们对信徒们的爱心是在成为其他教会的榜样。
In that they are persevering through intense suffering.
特别是他们在受难的当中来这么做。
So he says this in chapter 2 verse 14.
所以第二章第十四节他这么说。
For you brothers became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea.For you suffer the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and to please God and oppose all mankind, by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles, that they might be saved.
弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知。又把我们赶出去他们不得神的喜悦且以众人为敌不许我们传道给外邦人使外邦人得救常常充满自己的罪恶神的愤怒临在他们身上已经到了极处
So they're a suffering church.
所以他们是一个受难的、受苦的一个教会。
They're an exemplary church.
他们是一个有榜样的教会。
In that they are persevering through intense suffering.
他们在很大的灾困苦中来做神的工作。
They're doing well, but they need to keep going.
他们做得很好，但是他们需要继续的做。
And so it is to this church that Paul gives his prayer points.
所以保罗就给了这个教会他们需要为他祷告的项目。
And now we're going to focus on the main part.
我们就要看这个祷告的项目是在哪里。
Which is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
那就是在帖撒罗尼迦后书的第三章。
And verses 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节。
Finally, brothers, pray for us.That the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得作荣耀，正如在你们中间一样，也叫我们脱离无礼之恶人的心的手，因为人不都是有信心。
So right now we're going to focus on the first verse.
我们先看第一节。
And what does Paul pray for? Ask pray for.
保罗要他们怎样为他祷告。
He asks that the word of the Lord, the gospel, may speed ahead and be honored.
他说要求主的道理快快行开，得作荣耀。
That is that the gospel may spread, that it would expand, that it would run ahead.
就是这个福音能够向前跑，能够更大的扩大。
And not only that it would go out, but that it would be received and honored.
不单单能够传出去，也被人领受，而且领受得很好。
That it would be received as what it really is, the word of God.
他们就能够把神的话领受到他们的心中。
The message of salvation in Jesus Christ.
就是关于救恩的道，关于耶稣基督。
He wants more people upon hearing it to believe it, to hear it, to honor it.
他要所有的人听了这个道之后能够接受到他们心中也来信服这道理也来接受耶稣。
Perhaps more literally, that the message would be glorified.
更好的就是这个信息能够得作荣耀。
That the work of God in Christ, in his death and resurrection,
就神在基督里面的工作他的死和他的复活
would be glorified as people hear his message and believe it.
能够得作荣耀当人听服了这个福音，接受到他们心中。
That they would accept the news as true and then live their lives under the lordship of Jesus.
他们能够接受这个福音是真实的，也能够靠着这个福音来生活。
And particularly that this would be true for Paul and Silvanus and Timothy.
所以对保罗、对 Silvanus、对提摩太都是这样子。
As they go on their missionary journeys.
他们继续出去传道的时候，他们盼望他们传的道。是受这样的有这样的影响。
Now Paul's second request acknowledges the real difficulty of preaching the gospel.
然后保罗他也说到传福音的难处。
So verse 2 and 3.
第二节第三节。
That we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one.
也叫我们脱离无礼之恶人的手，因为人不都是有信心。但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们，脱离那恶者。
Paul's prayer point here reminds us that the work of preaching the gospel is dangerous.
所以保罗这里祷告的项目，他说传福音是有危险性的。
It's difficult. It means opposition both direct and indirect.
就是直接和不直接的，有不同的人会攻击我们。
Preaching the gospel always causes conflict.
因为传福音的时候一定会有摩擦。有难处出来的。
And so Paul asked to be delivered from evil men who are trying to hinder him from speaking the gospel.
所以保罗叫他们为他祷告，让他能够脱离恶人的手，因为他们要阻挡福音的传讲。
These are people who want the preaching of the gospel stopped.
这些人他们要停止别人传福音。
And then something really interesting happens in this passage.
但在这一句话里面有一个很微妙的事。
We might expect that Paul would write in his letter, not all have faith, but we have faith.
我们可能会说啊，保罗说这些人不都有信心，但是我们有信心。
But he doesn't say that.
但是他没有这么做。
He says, not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful.
他说不都是有信心，但是神是信实的。
The comfort and encouragement that Paul gives in the face of suffering and persecution.
所以神啊，保罗在这困难中被攻击里面，他得到的 安慰是什么?
Is that God is faithful.
就是神是信实的。
Whatever may happen, whatever pain we might experience,
不管我们经历的痛苦难处是什么,
God is faithful. He will protect us from evil.
神是信实的,他要保守我们。
Not in a sense that we're not going to suffer.
并不是说我们不会受苦。
We will suffer in this life.
我们还是要受苦。
But God will not allow us to be snatched from His hand.
但神不会让我们从那个恶者啊手中被抢去。
Taken from His hand by evil.
就是说神会保守我们，不让恶者把他们从神手中夺出去。
He will not allow evil to take away the hope of eternal life from us.
神不会让那恶者把永生的盼望从我们心中拿走。
Yes, it's important that we have faith.
所以很重要的，我们需要有信心。
That we trust in God to persevere.
我们能够信靠神，让我们能够继续的做。
But even more important than our faith,
但是比我们自己的信心更重要的是
is the one we have faith in.
就是我们说我们要信靠的哪一位。
When you are supervising a child in the water,
当你会教导一个小孩子去水游泳的时候
the child should trust that you will save them if they need help.
那个小孩子一定要信靠你说，如果他有出了什么危险，你会去救他。
They should trust you to protect them from danger.
他们会应该可以信靠我们，可以保护他不受危险。
But when they fall into the deep water,
当他们跌进深水的池的时候
，What is more important?
什么是重要的呢
？Their trust in you.
他们对你的信靠呢
？Or that you yourself.
而是你自己。
Are trustworthy.
是信实的。
That you will go in to save them.
你会一定会跑进里面去救他出来。
It's you, isn't it?
所以很重要的是那信实的哪一位。
It's that you are faithful.
就是你是信实的。
Because they can trust all that they want.
他们可以盲目的信靠你。
But if you are not trustworthy,
但是如果你不是信实的一个人
they won't be saved.
他们就会有危险了。
And maybe they don't trust you very much,
他们或者不是太信靠你
But because you are trustworthy,
但是你是信实的
you will save them anyway.
你就能够还是去救他
And in a way, this is with God too.
所以我们跟神的关系也是一样
Our faith matters.
我们的信心是很重要
But what is more important is that the God we trust is faithful.
但更重要的是神是信实的神他一定会做
Particularly in times of trial and suffering.
特别是在我们受苦受试探的时候。
Now Paul then goes to show us that the missionary living far from home is not all that different from the Christian living at home.
然后保罗告诉我们，传教士离开家乡去传福音，跟这留在自己家乡里面传福音的基督徒没有太大的分别。
Just as he wants prayer to be delivered from evil,
他需要人为他祷告，让他被离开那恶者。
He comforts them with the fact that God will protect them from evil.
他也为他们祷告说，神也要让你们离开那恶者。
He says, the Lord is faithful.
他说神是信实的。
He will strengthen you and guard you against the evil one.
要坚固你们，保护你们，脱离那恶者。
Both the missionary far away from home and the local Christian will face opposition.
传教士离开家乡到远地去传福音，跟留在自己家乡传福音的基督徒都会面对同样的难处。
Particularly when the gospel is being preached.
特别是当你想传福音的时候。
And the same God that guards the missionaries overseas.
所以同样的，一位神保守在海外的传教士。
Guards the Christians who are at home too.
同时也保护在本地的基督徒。
And both the missionary and the congregation at home.
所以传教士和当地支持他们的基督徒
seek that people glorify the gospel by receiving it and living it out.
能够看见神的福音得到荣耀是因为看见那些接受或者听他们福音的人接受了也信服了福音。
Now Paul started with prayer points for his ministry.
所以保罗刚开始是说为着我的工作你们要祷告。
For the spread of the gospel and for God to restrain evil people from stopping him from preaching the gospel.
为着那个福音能够快快的传开，也为着神能够反对那些恶者，不让他们来伤害我们。
He then spoke of how the Thessalonians are in a similar position.
但是他也说到帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒们也面对同样的问题。
And that the same faithful God guards them from all evil.
同样的一位信实的神也要保守他们。
And now we finish in verse 4 and 5 with a prayer for the Thessalonians.
然后第四节第五节我们就可以结束，因为这是一个结束的一个祷告，为做信徒们。
And he says this.
他说
And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ.
我们靠主深信你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行，愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神并学基督的忍耐。
The Thessalonian church has been obedient to the apostles' teaching.
所以我们看见帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟信徒们是听从保罗的话的。
And Paul is confident that they will continue to be so.
保罗也有信心说他们会继续的这样做。
And yet he prays for them.
但是他也为他们祷告。
So they would continue in that way.
让他们能够继续这样做。
With their heart set on the love of God.
让他们的心是朝着爱神这个方向走。
And on the steadfastness of Christ.
然后学习基督的忍耐。
Their heart set on the love of God in the gospel.
他们要他们爱神，爱神的福音。
And on Christ's steadfastness through his own trials.
并且学习基督的忍耐在他们的 难处中。
As an example for them to follow.
让他们也可以、学习基督的榜样。
And by the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ.
既然有神爱神的心也有基督的忍耐。
They will persevere to the end.
他们就能够坚持直到、见主那天。
We spent lots of time in airports.
我们这一次回来花了很多时间在机场里。
It took us 42 hours to get to Sydney from Uruguay.
我们要花42个小时从乌拉圭回到悉尼。
And so seeing lots of airports, we see the escalators.
常常在机场里面有这一些快行道。
You stand on the escalator with your luggage and it takes you to where you want to go.
你把你的行李和自己站在那个快行道上面，他们就会自动的把你带到另一个地方去。
Now the Christian life is not like that.
但是基督徒的生活不是这样子的。
The Christian must actively move forward.
我们需要自己的向前走。
With the strength that God gives him.
神给我们的力量让我们可以向前走。
If anything, the Christian life is walking the wrong way down an escalator.
甚至有时候要向那个这快行道相反的方向走。
If we don't move forward, we move backwards.
如果我们不向前走的话，我们就会向后走。
If we relax in our obedience towards God,
如果我们对神的对神的顺服，我们有时候太放松的话。
If we take a break from godliness,
如果我们离开敬虔的道路，
we will go backwards in our Christian walk.
我们就会步逆而退。
Now it's quite striking to me.
我觉得很好的一件很重要的事。
That Paul asked them to pray for his ministry.
就是保罗叫这些弟兄姐妹们为他的服事祷告。
Because it's a suffering church.
因为但是这个教会是一个受苦的教会。
Life is really very hard for them.
当时他们受了很多的苦。
Someone might say to them,
有人可能会对保罗说，
Paul, we've got our own problems.
保罗啊，我们这里已经够苦了。
Let us focus on our own challenges.
让我们自己先面对自己的问题吧。
Why are you giving us your own burdens as well?
你怎么也把自己的难处告诉我们？
But no, Paul doesn't say that.
保罗没有这么做。
Paul wants them to pray beyond their church.
保罗要他们为自己教会祷告，也向教会外面的范围的人祷告。
He wants them to pray beyond the walls.
就是我们教会四个墙壁外面的事工也要祷告。
Even when they're suffering.
甚至他们在难处中受苦中。
And so I wonder, how do you feel about that?
所以我想问你弟兄姐妹，你对这件事情有什么样的感觉？
So when you examine your own life,
当你看自己查看自己的生活的时候，
your own vision of the gospel,
你自己对于福音的信息的回应，
is it just within the walls of this church?
是不是只是为做这教会建筑四个墙壁里面的人祷告呢？
Is it just within Auburn?
只是为 Auburn 的基督徒祷告呢？
Are you thinking about places beyond where you are?
或者你也会想到 这个欧本之外的基督徒们也可以为他们祷告。
You might be thinking,
你可能想
But Pedro,
但是 Pedro,
I've got so many problems.
我自己有太多的难处了。
There's so much going on.
太多问题了。
I just don't have the mind space to think about extra things.
我是在没有空余的的思想来为着你着急。
I can't spend time praying for someone so far away.
你跑到这么远的地方去，我怎样可以想到你，可以为你祷告呢？
Now I have to say that it was easy for us to fall into that trap in Uruguay.
我觉得在乌拉圭的时候，我们发觉会很容易的就落入这样的陷阱。
The first 2 years were very hard.
因为头一二年，我们的生活实在很艰苦。
Not just because of the pandemic.
不单单是因为有疫情。
But there were a number of things that stretched our faith and what we knew about God.
甚至有几件事情发生是在把我们对神的信靠推到极处。
The stress of living in a different culture without being able to speak the language made us physically sick.
当我们活在一个我们不会讲他们当地语言的一个环境里面的时候，我们甚至会生病。
In our first year, I was sick for a few months.
第一年我们去的时候，我病了好几个月。
The discouragement of seeing the dire needs in Uruguay made us spiritually weary.
看到乌拉圭这么有需要的一个国家，让我们自己的心是感觉到很好像很慌忙。
Now in our third year, things got better.
第二年情况好一点。
Which actually made it harder for us.
但是发觉是对我们来讲是更难、更苦的。
Harder to think of people outside of Uruguay.
我们看见乌拉圭外面的那些基督徒的需要。
We were busy with Bible studies, with evangelism, with theological training.
我们在乌拉圭开始有传福音的聚会，有带查经，有带大学生的生活。
We were really busy.
我们很忙。
And we thought we just don't have the space to pray for other people.
我们就觉得自己没有时间去为别人祷告。
But that's not right.
但这也是错的。
There's always time.
我们一定有时间。
There's always space.
一定有空间。
Just to say 3 sentences to pray for someone.
我们如果只要说三句话为某一个人祷告。
If we really want to pray, we will find the time.
如果我们真的想为他们祷告的话，我们应该抽得出时间的。
A really wonderful thing that we experienced.
我们所经历到一件很美好的事是什么？
Was that in response to our prayer letters?
当弟兄姐妹看见我们向他们发出的祷告的项目的时候。
People sent us their prayer points.
他们也把他们自己需要祷告的事也寄给我们。
So that we could pray for them.
让我可以为他们祷告。
And it's a really good thing for our souls.
所以这是一件很好的事。
And I think it'll be good for yours too.
也可以这也是对你有好处的。
So why not make a connection with someone beyond these walls?
所以为什么你们不就马上就可以为着这墙壁外面的那些人祷告。
Someone who's preaching the gospel far away.
就是为着那些在远处传福音的传教士祷告。
It could be us.
可以为我们祷告。
Doesn't have to be.
当然不需要，只是为我们祷告。
But someone you can send emails to.
就是有一些你可以向他们和他们联络的传教士祷告。
Someone you can pray for.
你可以为他们祷告。
Someone who will pray for you.
他们也可以为你祷告。
It is a joyful thing to share in partnership with the gospel, in the gospel with another person.
所以的确能够在福音的工作里面和你们同工是一件太美的事。
And we see this in Paul.
我们也在保罗身上看到。
Paul models this in his relationship with the Thessalonian church.
所以保罗跟信徒们的关系就按着帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒们做一个榜样。
When we have prayerful fellowship with gospel workers in other parts of the world,
当我们和其他的基督徒合作为着福音的广传，
it reflects something supremely beautiful.
它就反映出一些很重要的事情。
It reflects that we all have the same gospel.
就是说我们所信的福音是一样的。
It reflects that we have the same faithful God.
我们有同一位信实的神。
It reflects that we all have to confront opposition.
也同样的我们要面对那二者。
If we are sharing the gospel.
如果我们要传福音的话。
It reflects that we all have the same desire to see people glorify the word of God.
我们可以看见人能够荣耀福音。
even though we're in completely different parts of the world.
我们虽然在世界的不同的角落。
It reflects that we all have the same need to persevere.
也告诉我们说我们需要不放弃的要继续前进。
To persevere to the very end of our lives.
直到我们生命的末了。
With our eyes fixed on the love of God.
让我们的眼睛能够定睛在神身上。
And on the steadfastness of Christ.
然后学习基督的忍耐。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Merciful Father.
亲爱的父神。
Thank you for your word to us.
我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
Thank you that the gospel is global.
我们谢谢你因为福音的工作是世界性的。
That we share the same gospel.
我们有同样的福音。
We share the same God.
同样的一位神。
That we share the same desire.
我们同样的盼望。
To see people glorify the gospel as they receive it and believe it.
我们看见人听到福音接受了就荣耀福音的工作。
We do pray that the gospel would spread and be honored.
我们真的盼望福音的工作会快快的开展。
Here in Australia, but also in Uruguay.
不单单在澳洲也在乌拉圭。
We pray that you would stop evil people from stopping us from preaching the gospel.
我们求你防止那些恶者来反对我们的传福音的工作。
And that we would have courage to keep sharing the gospel despite the suffering.
让我们有勇气一直的传讲福音，虽然有各样的苦难。
Keep our eyes fixed on the love of God and the gospel.
让我们的眼睛定睛在神的爱和福音上。
And help us to keep fixed on the steadfastness of Christ.
让我们也学习基督的忍耐。
That we would persevere to the end.
让我们能够坚持到末了。
In gospel partnership with one another.
在福音的工作上一起合作。
As we seek to see a world that knows Jesus.
来看见整个世界都能够归到你名下。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.